Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 95 for Friday, October 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were posting small gains Friday morning as traders showed some caution ahead of the long weekend. Canola is up $1 to $2, the November contract up $1.90 at $469.90 per ton. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Thanksgiving, while U.S. markets remain open. Positioning ahead of the long weekend is expected to be a feature throughout the day. Adverse weather conditions across a large portion of Western Canada accounted for much of the buying interest, as the final stages of harvest faced delays and quality concerns are mounting. Gains in Chicago soybeans were also supportive for canola, although soy oil is lower in early activity. IDEA's canola supplies will still be large overall, despite the latest weather concerns, also serve to temper the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans, they're up 4 to 12 cents. The November contract up 12 at $9.70 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature as values bounced off nearby lows. Solid export demand was also underpinning the soy market, although ongoing harvest pressure limited the upside. Weather forecasts look reasonably favorable across the Midwest into next week, and that should allow farmers to continue bringing in what may be a record large crop. But Chinese markets, they're closed for Golden Week, and that's limiting some demand. For corn, prices are up 2 to 3 cents, the December contract up 3 at $3.44 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure is also weighing on corn, but values managed to stay pointed higher in early activity as the market sees a modest correction after yesterday's larger losses. Rising South American production estimates were somewhat bearish. The USDA, it releases its latest supply-demand data next week, and some positioning ahead of those reports was a feature. For wheat, prices are up 1 to 4 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 4 at $4 per bushel. Quality issues with the Canadian and U.S. spring wheat crops remained supportive, while spillover from the gains in beans and corn also underpinned wheat. However, ample world supplies of lower quality wheat remained a bearish influence in the background. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.